All glory. Would you grab your swords, please? And turn to Jeremiah 9. Jeremiah chapter 9. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the testing continues, doesn't it? Glory to God. Remember, you're either going in the wilderness, or coming out. You know, God is trying to bring us into an area also where there is. Now, don't get this wrong and get goofy on me. Where there's perfection. Somebody understand this. You know, and even the scripture says so that, you know, we can endure and so that we can get in these in a position where, you know, God is perfect, isn't he? Amen. In fact, he looks at us as complete and perfect. We don't look at ourselves that way because he's looking at the end result. Thank God. So what's happening in this, in the transition and in being in the wilderness, he's perfecting areas also. Now, let me share with you something very important, because there are areas in our life that we believe we're strong in. And in this right now, what God is doing is he's exposing, are you with me? He's exposing false strengths. False strengths he's exposing right now. And it is happening. See, in an area where you thought you were strong and that you thought something that was perfected, he's saying, no, it's not perfected. See, false strengths are very dangerous. Very dangerous. Now, I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 23. Would you read it with me? Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. There are three false strengths right there. Why? Wisdom, might, and riches. You know how many people put their strengths in those areas? The problem is that they're not anointed by God and the strengths in those areas, because we're relying on our own strengths. Does everybody get it? So these areas can be very, these are false strengths. What did he say? Not let the wise man glory in his own wisdom. What's he saying? Man, you're relying on your own wisdom. You're relying on your own might, and you're relying on your riches. Are you with me? But verse 24. So now he says, okay, here's true strength. But let him who glories, glory in this, that he what? Understands and knows me. Say it. That he what? Understands and knows me. That is a true strength, isn't it? That you understand and that you know him. But the other false strengths is what they call wisdom, might, and riches. Now let's go on. That I am the what? Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Again, I'm going to share with you that he expresses right here these three false strengths: wisdom, might, and riches. Then he says, here's your strength, that you understand me and that you know me. Does everybody get it? That you what? Understand me and that you know me. Now, go to chapter 10 while we're here. Is everybody there? Let's read the first five verses. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. And I want you to understand something, that in this expression of Gentiles, it means secular. It means secular. Do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. Now, again, I want you to understand that here he's talking about putting false strengths in the area of secularism. He's talking about the Gentiles here, our representation of secularism. Now, secularism is a system of doctrines and practices that disregard or reject any form of religious faith or worship. Everybody get it? Wouldn't you like me to repeat that? Secularism is a system of doctrines and practices that disregard or reject any form of religious faith and worship. Why do you think there's so much problem? Amen? They don't believe that religion should have any function or enter into any functions of the state or public education. That's called secularism. And he's saying here, listen, don't learn the ways of the secularism. Everybody got it? Don't learn the ways there. Why? Because they do things with false strengths. Because they are secular. Now look at all the friction and everything that's going on even right now. You know, secularism doesn't believe that faith should have anything to do with politics. They don't believe that religion, faith, or worship should have anything to do with it. In fact, they expect the politicians to put their faith aside while they associate with the secular world. Does everybody get this? And this is a big area where the fight is. And right now, God is exposing our secularism in the body of Christ. Does everybody got it? Right now, he's exposing secularism. Why? Because they are false strengths. They're false strengths. They only have to do with association with the world. And who's the ruler of this world? Satan. But they don't have to do with that which is of heaven, the eternal world. Go to Ephesians 6. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6. False strengths. God is exposing false strengths in our life right now. Hallelujah. And verse 10. Read it with me. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might and not your own. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So what's he sharing with us here? He's saying, listen, one of the wiles of the devil is that you be strong in your own strength. It's a false strength. These are false areas where we believe that we are strong in. In fact, even in this era, in the areas that we believe we are strong in when we're not, are false trusts. Does everybody got that? Because see, where you think you're strong in, you trust in. Hello? In verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Wow. You know, we're to be strong in the Lord. In other words, strong in spirit. That's where we're to be, everything is supposed to be, relying on and trusting in. You know, there's some people's strengths are in their tongue. They think they have the gift of gab. I'll tell you what, you put their tongue behind a boat, they probably break a world record. There are some people that just can't shut up. Man, no matter what. Gabby, 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 gabby. Hallelujah. You put it behind a plane, they'd probably fly forever. But some people's strengths are in the wrong thing. It's in their tongue. Hello? False strengths. Physical. Intellect. Money. Power. Some people's strengths are in their connections. People they know. Amen? Abilities. Experiences. Religious formulas. Hello? Religious formulas. Look at the terrorists, what they call terrorists. They actually, they're strong in their formula, but they're certainly not strong in the spirit, are they? They're strong in formula, but not strong in the spirit. They can do their prayers, and of course, they're not praying to anybody. They can do all kinds of stuff, 15 times a day, however it is, do how many bows, jumping jacks, I don't know. But it has no effect in the spirit. Does everybody get that? No effect. You know, people can become very religious. And they can become very religious in this aspect. See, God's beginning to expose this stuff. Yeah, well, I pray 6 times a day. Well, your strength is in your prayer. Man, I read my Bible 14 hours. Well, your strength is in your reading then. These are false strengths. The Bible says be strong in the Lord. Hello? See, that's all a bunch of garbage religious stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want everybody to throw their Bible out, okay? This is no longer a Bible. It's the Word of Life. It's the Book of Life. See, but God is exposing false strengths. How many times you said you were going to do something and didn't? What about all the commitments you made? Yeah! You know why you were strong in yourself, you thought. That's a false strength. Because you didn't trust in the Lord. Your strength was not in Him. See, when you're not strong in the Lord, you know what begins to happen? You lose the fear of God. Oh, that's a ploy of the enemy, let me tell you. Oh, praise God. See, the enemy, some people are strong in self, amen? But not in the Lord. Why? Because He said, know Him and understand Him is true strength. There's a lot of people say, I know Him, but still do whatever they want. I know Him, yeah, I love Him, but I still do what I want. Well, they're not strong in the Lord then. And they don't really know Him. Amen? Go to Job 28:28. And to man He said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is what? Understanding. So the fear of the Lord is wisdom. But the power from evil is understanding. In other words, have no fellowship with evil. Remove yourself from evil. And sometimes you must remove evil from yourself. Didn't He say, listen, if you know Me and understand Me, that is true strength. To know Me and to understand Me. Anything else is false strength. You know, even the Bible says in Luke 2:39-40, and you don't have to go there, but it's Luke 2:39-40, is where it says Jesus grew strong in spirit and in wisdom. He grew strong in the spirit and wisdom. And God wants us to do the same thing. So what He's doing right now is exposing our false strengths. Who and what are you leaning on besides yourself? 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. So if you believe, if you sense that you're really going through it right now, you're correct. You're correct. You, why? Because God is exposing. He's exposing 40 days of wilderness. You mean God's going to expose my false strengths? Yes. Yes. You got to be joyful. Why? Because you've been deceived. Isn't the devil the master of deception? Well, believe me, the Father is the master of exposure. Glory to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Everybody there? In verse 17. Therefore what? Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I'll receive you. Well, you know what? Sometimes we don't even realize that we're involved with something unclean. And let me tell you, your strength, these false strengths can become idols to you because you rely on them instead of relying on Him. Amen? Come on, let's go a little further. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us what? Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. What? Per what? Ah, perfecting. That's what we talked about, right? Doesn't God want to perfect us? Amen. So what does He say? Come on, it's time to cleanse your flesh. It's time to cleanse your spirit. It's time to cleanse this stuff. Why? For perfection of in holiness of fear of the Lord. Wow. Now, you remember what we just shared. He said, listen, here's true strength is that you know me and understand me. That you what? Know me and understand me. That's true strength. And then he shared about us, about wisdom. What? The fear of the Lord is what? Wisdom. And understanding is to depart from evil. So what he wants us to do is come out of the what? Secular. See, because we begin to act like secular. If you got secular fruits, hello? If you got fruits according to the secular world, then you have false strengths. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Oh, glory. Would you all read it with me, please? Hallelujah. Let no one deceive himself. If any among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in her own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Ooh. Therefore, let no man boast in men, for all things are yours. Now, here he goes again. He goes, listen, you know, you've got false strengths. How many times have you started a project in your own strength and forgot to invite the Lord? Hello? Because you become complacent and comfortable. How many times have you did not do warfare in the morning? Because you became complacent and comfortable. You know what you're doing? Relying on your own strength, which is false. See, the devil's not stupid. He's looking for every loophole he can, and he is a legalist also. He's looking for any area to access you. Wisdom of the secular is foolish. It is false wisdom and it is false strength. Go to James 3. God is exposing. My dad is exposing glory. False strengths. In James 3, verse 15. And we might as well start at 13. That's good. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct. So what is he beginning to do? He's beginning to separate the right wisdom compared to the false wisdom. He said, let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. Wow. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So he's saying this: the wisdom that I want you to have is from above. Amen. Now go to verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield or submit, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. That right there in verse 17 is true strength. Does everybody get it? The other is false. Secular wisdom is false strength. It's false wisdom. The wisdom from above is the wisdom of the Lord. See, now this wisdom causes you to be strong in the Lord. Does everybody get this? To be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of His might and not your own, because it's no longer false strength. Obviously, He's been exposing some of your false strengths already. Let's go to Jeremiah 5 first. In verse 21, let's read this a little bit. Hear this, O foolish people without understanding, who have eyes and see not, and who have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, who have placed the sand as the bond of the sea? By a perpetual decree that is cannot pass beyond it. And though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people have a defiant and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain both to the former and the latter in its season. He reserves for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you. Wow. Let me share something with you. False strength is sin. The Bible tells us that a man who trusts in man is cursed, but the man who trusts in God is blessed. Does everybody get it? Now, curse is always associated with sin, isn't it? Okay, so do you understand that now? Good. Now let's go to Jeremiah 4 and verse 22. For my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are silly children. And they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. Hallelujah. Secular wisdom to do evil. Now, secular wisdom is associated with this: manipulation. Hello? Deception. They don't have knowledge of righteousness. They have knowledge of good. But they don't understand righteousness. The secular world does not understand. When you begin to talk about righteousness, they call you self-righteous. Man, when did you get so self-righteous? When I met Jesus. I'm not associated with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I'm associated with the tree of life, where His righteousness now dwells within me. Amen? Glory to God. Isaiah 47. In verse 10. Isaiah 47 and verse 10. Would you read it with me? For you have trusted in your wickedness, and you have said, no one sees me. Hello? Didn't you ever hear the voice of the stranger tell you, no one can see you. It's okay, go ahead. False strength, you're trusting in you. Your wisdom and your knowledge have warped you. That's wisdom and knowledge of the secular. What does it do? It warps an individual. Now, I'm going to explain this a little bit more. So, you have said in your heart what? I am. And there is no one else besides me. No one sees me. Secular wisdom and knowledge has warped the minds to be independent and individualized gods fed by false strengths. Does everybody get it? It causes individuals become warped in the mind to be independent, self-dependent. Does everybody get that? And individualized gods fed by false strengths. You see a lot of advertisements saying, I am, in other words. And there's a lot of false religions and New Age movements saying that I am God and stuff like that, you know. Why? Because if you've ever gotten involved in any kind of New Age or read about it, man, you can see all the stuff that makes an individual God-like. And they've got all of these wonderful words. They might have one word in there of a truth and 14 chapters of lies. That's how they work. And it makes everything beautiful and so intellect. Whoa. But you're totally led right off of a cliff and dropped. No power, no strength, no nothing. Just bondage and deception. And that's how the enemy operates. Remember, the Bible says that Satan comes as an angel of light, doesn't he? And even some of his righteous ministers, not righteous towards the ways of God, but righteous towards the ways of Satan, they have a form of righteousness, but they're not. They're servants of Satan. Why? Because they promote false strengths. The devil's not stupid. Is everybody all right? Praise God. So you understand, look at what's happened with the much fame. Look at how the secular in the movie industry, in the music industry, because they believe that they have power because of their wealth. They believe that they have dominion because of their wealth. See, because they rely on their riches and so, and because of their name and fame. It's amazing then how many people go worship the wrong name. You know, and some of these individuals actually think that they are God because they act like a God above others. Thinking, well, I don't have to do that because I'm above that. Now we know that's associated with pride, isn't it? Amen. Well, you know, I'm above that. I'm better than because of how much money I have in my account. And because I'm a star. You know, Satan was the first rock star. Did you know that? Yeah, man, he was the first rock star. Look what ended up, what's happening with him now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He ain't going to be much rocking soon, I'm going to tell you that right now. Praise God. Is everybody all right? Okay, let's go to Psalm 53. False strengths. Has anybody ever fallen into a false strength? If you didn't say yes, you better repent because you just fell into one. Exposure. Hey, no one said following the Lord was going to feel good. Hello? Because we don't rely on feelings, right? The greatest feeling that you can have is what? To know that you're pleasing Him. That is the greatest feeling you can have. The greatest emotion you can have is to know that you're pleasing Him. Praise God. What did I say to go? Psalm 53. Is everybody there? Oh, good. Read verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand and who seek God. Why? He wants to know if they have true strength. Because true strength is to what? Know Him and understand Him. And I'm not sure. Listen, we're not going to understand everything, are we? You know what the greatest thing is? Get an understanding that you don't have to understand everything. One of the things the Lord wants us to do is begin to understand His character. Why? So you begin to act like Him. So that you're not reacting, you're responding. Because too many react according to the secular instead of responding according to the character of Christ. And these are things that He's exposing. Remember, He's coming back for a blemish-free church. He's getting ready to pour out His latter rain. When He begins to pour out His latter rain, some people are going to die. They're going to go home. Praise God. They'll be saved. Didn't Paul say it's better to turn his flesh over to Satan that he can become what? Saved? Because the glory of God is going to begin when He pours out His latter rain. The glory of God is going to actually take some people home. Well, I don't want to hear that. Well, it's the truth. It's going to take some people home. Hello? It's like a big iron that's going to come down from heaven and begin to press the wrinkles out of the garments. So if you feel a little heat, don't worry about it. Glory to God. Jeremiah 51. Let's start at verse 15. Would you read it with me, please? He has made the earth by His power. He has established the world by His wisdom and stretched out the heaven by His understanding. When He utters His voice, there is multitude of waters in the heavens. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings the wind out of His treasures. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by the carved image, for his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of errors. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish. Now you got to understand something. Secularism is associated with self-work. They are prideful of what they can do. They're what? Prideful in what they can do. Hallelujah. Go to verse 29. And the land will tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitants. The what? The mighty men of Babylon have ceased fighting. They have remained in their strongholds. Their might has failed. They became like women. They have burned her dwelling places. The bars of her gate are broken. One runner will run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken on all sides. The passages are blocked, the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are terrified In other words, their strength has failed them. Every false strength will always fail. Always. It always fails. Zechariah 4. I'll start at verse 5 so you know what's going on. Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." And so he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by what? Might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." Does everybody get it? Not by might, but by my what? Spirit. So that's where he's saying, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Psalm 44. Physical might. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 44. You know, even the Bible says that exercise profits you little. Hello? But you sure need it, don't you? But he's talking about the things in the spirit. Paul stated that exercise profits little. But we want to be healthy, don't we? Amen. Psalm 44. So many people are so relied on their own strength, their own might, which fails them. In verse 3, is everybody there? "For they do not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, the light of your countenance, because you favored them. You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you we will push down our enemies. Through your name we will trample those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever." Did you ever get to a point sometimes where no matter what you've done didn't work? Man, you bound, loosed, and everything else. It didn't. Man, what's up? You know, there's a point in time when God just says, "Listen, quit trusting in all of your strengths. Yes, I gave those to you, but now come to me." You know, the Bible even tells us that many search the scriptures to get saved. Remember, Jesus said that to the Pharisees and Sadducees. He said, "You search the scriptures thinking that you are saved, but you won't come to me to get saved." Well, why? Because they were relying on their own strengths, weren't they? There's a time sometimes, no matter what you're doing, it's just not happening. You're buying loose and whatever, and a fight's still going on. The Lord is saying, come to me now. Fall in my arms. Because you've gotten to a point or a limit, a boundary where you've gone beyond. Where you're beginning to rely on false strengths that are about to take you out. Amen? See, Daddy knows. He sees it all. The Spirit tells us things to come. We're getting this message tonight because this was he's exposing right now his false strengths in our life. Those false strengths are lies. They're false trusts. And all of these areas where, you know, God's children are about to fall into a trap if they're not exposed. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 20. You know, there's sometimes when you begin to rely on your spouse for strength. You begin to rely on your pastor for strength. You begin to rely on other people for strength. When he's saying, "Listen, you've got to rely on me for strength, because man will fail you." Amen? But God never will. He never will. So sometimes we're putting our trust and too much trust in an area, going beyond the borderlines. And these areas, I'm going to share something else with you. When you start going out beyond these borderlines, you open yourself up to familiar things, familiar spirits, and the enemy loves it. Oh, he waits because he knows God has set boundaries around you already. There are certain boundaries that everyone has in their life. And when you go beyond it, you begin to pick up familiar spirits. And that familiar spirit pretend he's the Holy Ghost, and he starts telling you this and telling you that. Then you keep saying, well, the Lord told me this, and the Lord told me that. And it's not the Lord at all. Because you're relying on what you're hearing. That's a false strength, because that spirit is false. He's not the Holy Ghost. He's a deceiving spirit. Does everybody get that? Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 20. Everybody there? Let's verse something here. Oh, good one. Praise God. Verse 6. Would you read it with me? Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, may the king answer us when we call. Wow. Yeah, some trust in their chariots, their own strengths. There are certain things in our life that we got to begin to acknowledge as God's begin bringing them up. He's exposing false strengths. Did you ever hear somebody say, I can't do it without this, or I can't do it without this, or I can't do it without that? That's a false strength. The only thing you can't do without is the Lord. You can't do without. Amen? You can't do without. You know, living in the United States is so prosperous and so fat with riches and ease and comfort and so forth. Complacency. That's why many people in this country are rejecting God, because they have it so easy, because they've come in agreement with the secular, and now the secular is feeding them and promoting them and making them successful. And they're falling further away from God. That's why we must be the example in conduct during times of trouble, during times of terror. Does everybody get it? During hard times, during your storms, whatever it is, that's where his light must shine through you. When everybody else is freaking out because there's a layoff coming. Oh my God. Finally they said, oh my God. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Hallelujah, praise God, you know. They finally called on the Lord and don't even know it. But when things are happening, and because the financial realm is so effective in this country, when companies are laying off people and this and that, and people are going crazy in despair, oh my, where are we going to get this? And because they've gotten themselves in so much debt, they're freaked out now. How am I going to pay the bills? Of course, you can always say, have you ever tithed? Have you ever give 10% to God? I mean, you're standing over here in the lunchroom going, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'll tell you what, give 10% to him now. You'll probably find the candy machine over your head. Because they're secular and they rely on false strengths. Hello? Glory to God. false riches, aren't they? Psalm 52. Oh, glory. Psalm 52 and verse 5. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, here is a man who did not make God his strength, but boasts in the abundance of his riches and strengthen himself in his wickedness. Man, I'm telling you, there's sometimes I'll see stuff on TV and you could just see the arrogance. I was like, man, ooh, I'm going to be there when you stand in front of my dad. And your high-paid attorney and your gazillion-dollar yacht isn't going to do anything for you. And all of your charity won't count. Amen? False riches. I'm telling you right now, you got to remember something, that the enemy brings people in bondage by establishing false riches. You know, you and I are rich in the Lord. If you had nothing else in this world, you have everything. But people get caught up because of materialism. Secularism is materialism. And there's no, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with having stuff. Amen? As long as that stuff is used for His glory. Not for luxuries. Does everybody get it? Everything we have and own, there should be always a thought behind it. How can I utilize what I have to witness Christ? Amen? How can I, whatever I have, how can I use, why? Because anything beyond it then begins to promote false strengths. Well, I have this and I have that, and first of all, it's not ours anyways. And then people begin to take things for granted, don't they? And what they had. I mean, what's the first thing the enemy brings to your remembrance when you don't have anything? What you used to have. What's he promoting? False strengths. And trying to get you back into secularism under the authority of Satan. That's how the world operates. You know, there was a time when I had nothing but everything. When my house was in foreclosure, my wife, we were divorced, I had nothing. I used to look through my front window at one time, wondering what it was like to be normal. And then when the Lord came in my life, I had everything. See, at that moment in time, I said, my life had just been fulfilled. I think I was saying this to the Lord the other day. In other words, Lord, you have fulfilled my life already. I don't need anything else to fulfill it. You have fulfilled it already. And then furniture showed up on my front lawn because I didn't have any. And then somebody turned on my lights in my house. And somebody turned on my waters. Man, it was a pleasure to flush a toilet. It was like, all right. Plug something in and make toast. Praise God. You know? I think I had a toaster left. Yeah. The microwave was gone. Everything was gone. But everything else then afterwards was so appreciable. Because when I had nothing, I had everything. Then as I began to accumulate things, now I got to take care of them. You know? See, there was actually more freedom in having nothing because you possessed everything then. Oh, hallelujah. Don't take things for granted. It's really time to look at your false strengths, because God's exposing them. Amen? Don't look at what you used to have. Paul said something powerful. I count it all loss. I count it all dung. You know? He said everything of my past, all the knowledge, everything I had, camel dung. Compared to what I have now. Now I have true strength. Everything else was false strength. Now I have true strength. Oh, hallelujah. Proverbs 11. Start at verse 1, please. First six verses. Would you read it with me? Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. That's the difference between secularism and the ethics according to the kingdom of God. Amen? Riches do not profit in a day of wrath. Oh, hallelujah. You know, there are people collecting gold. There are people collecting silver, thinking that, I mean, this is crazy. They're saying, oh, this is what we're going to need this in the days coming because the money won't be any good. Well, believe me, gold won't either. They're warehousing gold and silver, thinking it's going to save them. The Bible tells us truly that they're going to throw gold and silver into the streets and it's going to have no effect. That's false strength. They're storing up false strength. I'm telling you, I've had believers tell me this. Yeah, man, you need to save, you need to get gold, and you need to start saving some silver because in the days are coming, you're going to need them. I might as well start warehousing machetes and machine guns. You know, ballistic missiles and Holy Ghost bazookas. That's false strength. Amen? Does everybody get it? Hey, listen, if my dad can send a gourmet dinner to his prophet, he can send one to me. Amen? Come on, chopped up meat, everything came to him. Delivered air mail. It's one of the benefits of being a servant, right? Go to 1 John chapter 2. In verse 15, would you read it with me, please? Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. In other words, if you're involved in loving the secular way, then the love of the Father has been denied. In other words, who are you allowing to run your life? The secular world or the Lord? And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God, what? Abides for a couple days. For what? Forever. And he who does the will of God abides forever. In other words, don't love the secular. Amen? Why? Because it promotes false strength, false trust, and false success. Does everybody get it? Go to 1 John 4 and verse 4. Would you read it with me? You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, what do you think the spirit of error is associated with? False strengths. Has everybody got it? Use it, get it. And as God continues to expose your false strengths, that's all you do is repent. It activates the blood. Get rid of it. Don't pick it up again. And get the true strength of the Lord, which is trusting in Him. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, and not your own. Amen? Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Fellowship. Submit. Obey. Surrender. And die. And be blessed in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Hallelujah!